Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Let me make another comment about the importance of this character, Diana, to the Ephesians. According to the 35th verse of Acts 19, we haven't gotten there yet, but we see that they believe the image of Diana fell down from Zeus. This is not unusual among the idols of that part in that time in the world, but it was believed to have fallen from heaven, and when they made models of that idol, they sold, no doubt, immense numbers of it, especially to wealthy people who could afford such things, and those things were set up to worship in far-off cities. Now, rather than really emphasizing all of that stuff and making a big to-do about it, I think what Acts is making a to-do about is the fact that Paul must have been one more powerful preacher to cause this kind of an uproar among an entire trade. He must have been ministering in a way that so frightened an entire religion that they have to fight against him and incarcerate him if possible. Anyhow, that's where we want to pick it up today, verse 33. They drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward, and Alexander motioned with his hand and wanted to make his defense to the people. But when they found out that he was a Jew, all with one voice cried out for about 2 hours, "Great is the Diana of the Ephesians." And when the city clerk had quieted the crowd, he said, "Men of Ephesus, what man is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is temple guardian of the great goddess Diana, and of the image which fell down from Zeus? Therefore, since these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly, for you have brought these men here who are neither robbers of temples nor blasphemers of your goddess. Therefore, if Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a case against anyone, the courts are open and there are proconsuls. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined in the lawful assembly. For we are in danger of being called in question for today's uproar, there being no reason which we may give to account for this disorderly gathering." And when he had said these things, he dismissed the assembly. It's incredible to me that the rule of natural law steps in the 19th chapter of Acts and saves the Apostle Paul and his men, his cohorts, I guess you could say, by basically a city clerk saying, "Look, no one can dispute that these gods are real, and we don't have any cause to bring against them." I'm pausing because I want to try to say this right. It's incredible to me that the Apostle Paul, in all of his powerful preaching, had managed to not blaspheme Diana. Wouldn't that be the first thing out of most modern preachers' mouths? We would go in, blaspheme Diana, and feel like we were doing a great service to God. I think Paul was so sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to the timing of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't time for Paul to be permanently incarcerated. It's not time for Paul to die. He doesn't open his sermon by bashing Diana. And that actually saves his life here. It saves him from incarceration, from long-term incarceration, rather. Because he didn't blaspheme, they say, if you got a problem with him, you're going to have to sue him. You're going to have to take it up in court. And they leave it alone because he hasn't really done anything specific against Diana. You see, I don't believe we have to go attack every other religion and faith of the world to do great things for God. I believe that if we just expose people to the goodness of God and to the life of heaven, there will be resistance and pushback, but we won't specifically have to go after things. And I think we've caused ourselves a lot more stress than need be by going after stuff when we ought to be proclaiming the goodness of God. We learn a great lesson here from the Apostle Paul. We'll journey into Greece in Acts 20 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.